So we don't actually make Sauvignon Blanc here at Homeoke anymore, but it is one of the most widely researched varieties in terms of its aroma compounds. There's two groups of compounds that are really important in Sauvignon Blanc. The first are thiols, and these are sulfur-containing compounds that are formed during fermentation. And they're the ones that give you that passion fruit and gooseberry and box hedge characters. And you can select the yeast strain that will enhance and bring out more of those characters, or you can choose a yeast strain that will produce less of those thiols. Then the other compounds are the methoxypyrazines, and these are the more grassy, herbaceous, capsicum kind of characters that you find in the wine. And these are formed during the ripening of the berries, and methoxypyrazines are actually destroyed by light and heat. So if you want a Sauvignon Blanc with less of those grassy characters, you can remove the leaves from around the bunches during ripening, and you'll end up with less of the methoxypyrazines because you're letting more light and heat onto the bunches. So this is just a really great example of how you can use different techniques in the winery and in the vineyard to determine the type of wine that you're going to get. So in this garden, we have planted passion fruit, and we have jostaberries, kiwi fruit, and also box hedge. So wander around and have a smell of those different varieties here.